I have thoughts and feelings too. But it seems that those who have my same opinions aren't yelling as loud as those who disagree. So I created a space where I can speak my piece just as loud as the opposing side can. A place where someone might come and go, oh, good, I'm not alone in how I feel. And if that's not you, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. This is the Offensive Woman Podcast. Welcome back to the Offensive Woman Podcast, where I'm hiding behind a microphone and reminding myself that well-behaved women seldom make history. Meanwhile, I'm giving myself a space to voice my opinions. Thank you for joining me. I'll remind you really quickly here that if you enjoy these discussions, please subscribe. You can find me on most major podcast platforms and on YouTube. If you don't like what you hear, save us both the time and the energy and just click away. No one is making you listen. This week, the topic I'm choosing to rant about is social media and how it is not actually freedom of speech, people. And I know that's a really hard concept for anybody in America, but let's think about this for a second. Now, the internet is international, okay? It's available all over the world. And the only country that truly has freedom of speech written into their constitution is the United States. So something that's available worldwide does not necessarily have to adhere to the rules, just like how, for example, marijuana is legal in Washington, it's legal in Colorado, it's not legal in every state. Therefore, a job at the federal level is still allowed to not employ you if you test positive for THC in a drug test. Okay. So now there was a huge uproar from people when social media has decided to drop former President Donald Trump from their social media platforms. And in reality, they can drop you and anybody from social media at any time without any reason at all. Now, when you sign up for social media, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat or whatever, there's an agreement clause that you have to click, I agree, or you will not get an account. It's called the terms and conditions. And if you go in and you read it, it flat out tells you all of the things, like how they're going to use your data and what they can do in terms of you keeping your account. That's just the way that it is. So like, for example, my podcast here, if the platform I decided to host my podcast on decided they didn't like my podcast, decided they didn't like what I was talking about, they have the 100% capability of removing me from their platform. Okay. Now I can purchase my own hosting and I can upload it and use the RSS feed there if I really want to. Technical jargon. But in reality, if it goes on the internet, it doesn't necessarily mean that I own it. Therefore, it can be used against me or however anybody wants. So when it comes to social media, it's not really freedom of speech. So people get really upset, people get really upset when they are told that their comment has been removed from a group or something like that. And in reality, the group owner decides what they want and what they don't. And also Facebook has a list of standards and policies. Now, the other side of that, though, is that there are bots checking those things. So just because it was removed doesn't necessarily mean that it should have been removed. It just means that somewhere somebody reported it, a bot looked at it and said, yep, nope, don't want this. Okay. But then there's other things like, for example, the accusations that former President Trump used social media to incite violence, and therefore they shut their account down. They shut his account down. That's perfectly legal. It is 100% well within their rights. And if you read your terms and conditions, it says they don't need a reason to kick you off. So before you get all pissed off at Facebook or Twitter or whatever, make sure you go read those terms and conditions, because frankly, if you didn't read them, then you really have no reason to be upset. There it is. That's my piece. I'll be back again next week on Thursday with another rant about, I don't know, something crazy that'll probably offend you. What? Huh.